Veha Torah niknis ba'arba'im ushmona devarim, and the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Emma Katz from Linden, New Jersey, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Ahavas Hamakom. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, 71a, teaches us that Ben Sora Umora lo haya v'lo atid l'hiyo. The rebellious son never existed and never will exist in the future. V'lama nechtav, and why therefore was it recorded? Drosh v'kabel schar, you should explore it and receive reward. The Gemara then goes on and tells us, Ir hanidacha lo haita v'lo atida l'hiyo. An Ir hanidacha is an idolatrous city, never was and never will be. Beit haminuga lo haya v'lo atid l'hiyot. Also, a house that was afflicted with tzara'a, with leprosy, never was and never will be. Rav Herschel Schachter picks up on these last three words of the first line related to the Ben Sora Umorer. Drosh v'kabel schar. The Gemara is asking us, why include mitzvot in the Torah that never were and never will be? They are therefore not relevant to us, it seems. But this last few words in the first line of the Gemara tell us, Drosh v'kabel schar. You should explore them and you should receive reward. So Rav Schachter quotes the Baal HaTanya, who teaches us based on these words, that what does this mean, Drosh v'kabel schar? He tells us that the Torah is our way of coming to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, every single thing that is included in the Torah is not only meant to be instructive to us, but is meant to give us some aspect, some way to know Hashem. There would be no need to just include random ideas in the Torah. There's plenty of Torah to learn in order to be mekabel schar, in order to receive reward. We don't just need fillers for us to be able to have more to learn. However, when something is included in the Torah, there is something valuable in what is recorded. In that, through learning this material, we can come to understand Hashem better. So through delving into the topic of Ben Sora Morer, we come to know Hashem better. And this relates to our idea of acquiring Torah through Ahavas Hamakom. When you love someone, you want to know more about them. And if you want to come to love somebody, you need to learn more about them. Knowing someone is the way to come to love them. The same is true with Hashem. Torah is Hashem's diary that he has passed over to us. It is the guide to life that he has lovingly provided us with. And through reading through the Torah, that is how we come to know Hashem better. And through knowing Hashem better, that's how we come to love Hashem more and in turn want to know more about him. And it is a beautiful, loving cycle that the more we know, the more we love, the more we love, the more that we want to know. So when we delve into Torah and we seek to learn more, that is our way of coming to love Hashem more. And loving Hashem more and more is our impetus to continue learning and gaining Torah. Thank you for learning together today.